Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review, and today's product is the Saith Wearable 7 Thrusting and Vibrating Heating Vocable Masturbation Cup from Best Vibe. So this toy has multiple parts, so let's go over the main part of the toy and then I'll show you the other stuff it comes with. So this is a what I call a smush masturbator, and the reason why I say that is, now they call it a thrusting, but what it does is there's an inner chamber and the insert goes up and down like this. And the insert is all one piece. So this part of the insert doesn't move, but this part of the insert does this. And so it smushes down onto your dick. It doesn't necessarily feel like real sex because you're not thrusting in and out of the toy. It's like inside the toy. It's like imagine a glory hole with like some kind of, I don't know, condom or something attached to it. So you stick your dick through the hole in the wall, and on the other side of the wall, as your dick is in some type of a bag, someone jerks you off on the other side of the wall. That's a very loose approximation of what this feels like. This is the hole, this is the glory hole. You put your dick through the hole, and on the other side of the hole, you get jerked off. You know, and that's basically how this works. That's why I call it a smush toy. And I'll show you how the insert looks. So, interesting thing about the insert is there is a hard plastic ring that's basically fused to the insert. It comes right off, it's no problem, but that's how it snaps in and out. So this isn't one big squishy ring, it has this hard plastic ring along this side. But you can see there's two parts. This is like the insert that goes up and down, and this is the squishy part. So the insert effectively does this. This part over here squishes down, and then this part goes up and down. Now inside the toy, you can see there is a bullet vibrator. That's what that little cylinder is. That's a bullet vibrator. And it moves with the what I call the cage. And then you see these pads? They're kind of this orangey color. Those are heating pads. So when the toy is operational, those heat up. And I mean, they feel warm to the touch. I don't know. It says that it would take 10 minutes for the insert to reach human body temperature. I'm a bit dubious about that. I'm not sure how hot these get. They do get hot. I did test it. However, you can't just, there's no warm-up mode. You just have to like let the toy run and the heating pads eventually heat up. But you're probably gonna come before they, I mean, I don't know, like maybe if you masturbate for a really long time, you might feel it. But you gotta understand, the heat has to go into the insert and then into your dick, and it takes a long time for it to heat up. So probably not gonna make a big difference to you. But let me show you how this works. There's three buttons, power button, the M is the mode, and then the lightning bolt is essentially the orgasm mode. When you want it on its highest setting, you just click that one button. So you hit the button, turn it on. You can hit the M button to cycle through the different patterns. You can see there's like low, medium, high, and then there's like the patterns where it like stops and slows down. And then you're gonna hit the lightning bolt, and that just sets it to its highest setting. And you can see everything moves together. The ball vibrator, the heating pads, everything moves together in this one thing. And that's basically all the toy does. All right, so that's all the toy does. You put the insert in here, and then again, there's the plastic ring. You just snap it in, and then here, I'll show you what it looks like. Oh man, this is really washed out. But the inside is smushing, and it's going up and down, and that's all the toy does. All the toy does is, it's not even that powerful. I bet I can stop it. Yeah, I can stop the motor with just my finger. And then it starts again when I pull my finger out. But that's about it. All right. So it's supposed to come with, it comes with earbuds. This is the charge port as well as the earphone port. The audio is awful. It's incredibly compressed, crappy audio. It sounds like something out of a Sega Genesis. If you want if you want something to masturbate with, some kind of sound, just turn on a porn, put on an ASMR video, use some Bluetooth speakers. The built-in sound effects in these toys are awful. Anyway, so the toy itself is pretty, you know, there's nothing special about it. I've reviewed several toys similar to this. This isn't even the best one. I generally don't like these smush toys anyway, because they don't really simulate sex very well. You want to be able to thrust in and out, and these smush toys don't really seem to get the job done. The heating is novel, but it would take so long to feel it, you'd probably come before then. The vibrator, again, it's okay. So this is an okay smush toy as far as smush toys go. However, there is something that this comes with, which is worth talking about. It comes with a no-shit strap-on belt. And what I mean by a strap-on belt, like, I'm sure you're familiar with, you know, how lesbians use strap-on dildos, where they strap a dildo to their crotch, and then they have sex with their partner while wearing this plastic penis. This is a strap-on belt that goes around your waist, and it actually holds the toy against your dick. So this is the important part. The rest of it, this just goes around your waist and around your thighs. This is the part that goes around the toy. Now this part, it has like a, the thing stretches. There's stretchy elastic, but then this part is like kind of a web material. So the web material isn't stretchy, but this part is stretchy. So here's the thing. If you notice the length of this, it's much shorter than the toy itself. So here's the toy it comes with, and here's the strap-on pouch that's supposed to fit around the toy. So let me show what I'm talking about. So it's stretchy, but look, it's very small. So I will put this around the toy. All right, okay, and that is as far as it goes. It doesn't go any lower than that. So you're going to have this thing kind of off your crotch. You can't really have this strapped to your crotch directly. It's going to be strapped kind of towards your crotch. And I thought this was really weird. Also, the straps are a little on the short side. Now, when you tighten them, there's going to be plenty of slack once you tighten them, like, actually to your body. But you generally want to loosen the straps while you're fitting it to yourself and getting the straps around your thighs and whatnot. And I was basically at the very end of the strap. I would have appreciated a couple more inches just to get the straps around my waist and around my thighs. Now, again, once you tighten it, you have plenty of slack, but getting it around your waist and your thighs was a little bit hard because the straps weren't very long. So if you're a wider gentleman, you may not even be able to get the straps around comfortably in order to tighten them, because the straps are on the short side. And then there's two straps, and then this strap goes underneath your crotch, around your butt crack, to the back of the belt, and then these two snap in to the belts that go around your thighs. And the point is holds this on your crotch, which is cool and all. And this is where a smush toy makes sense. If you're going to hold a toy against your crotch, you don't want a toy that you have to thrust in and out of. If you have like a fleshlight or a toy that you got to thrust in and out of, that won't work if the toy is being pressed against your crotch. But with a smush toy, that could work. It's really the only time I'd recommend a smush toy is if you're going to hold it on your crotch, because otherwise you're going to want to do this. You're going to want to thrust in and out. But if it's going to be held to you firm, a smush toy is going to do the work for you. However, this toy, again, the smush toys are okay, but I really like this with this. This is the Leighton toy that I reviewed a little bit ago. This has a really powerful vibrator in it. And, you know, it's also on the little smaller side, so it actually fits this strap a lot better than the larger smush toy. And because this vibrates, you don't have to thrust in and out of it. It felt really good with the strap toy. Or the strap-on, I don't know what you call this. It's a masturbation cup strap-on holder, but it basically just holds it against your crotch. But it works really good. So basically what I want to say is that this strap toy is actually really good. And because this is toy neutral, as long as the toy fits, and because it has elastic, it will fit most you know, normal size toys. It won't fit like a doll or anything, but it'll fit a normal size masturbation toy. However, you should only use it with toys that can be pressed firmly against your body and still work. So a vibration toy, like this Leighton toy, this one works fantastic. A smush toy will also work, but it has to be a toy that will function when pressed against your body. If it's a toy that requires you to thrust in and out of it, it won't work with the strap because you won't be able to pull it away from your body without, you know, unsnapping it, and then, you know, it defeats the purpose. However, I really like that this makes a toy kind of hands-free. Now, I've seen a lot of toys that have like a suction cup attachment that allows you to attach it to like your desk or something, and it gives you somewhat of a hands-free experience, but not so much. Number one, I have a wooden desk, so suction cups don't stick to it anyway. I'd have to like glue a piece of sheet metal or something. Also, even if it's attached to your desk, you can't really move around much because you have to stay in line with the toy. Whereas if it's strapped to your body, you can move around, you can do whatever you want, you can stand up, sit up, reposition yourself. It's going to stay on your body and it's going to, you know, either vibrate or smush on you or whatever type of toy you're using. You use this strap-on thing, it's going to hold it against your body and free your hands up. So this could be a great attachment if you like to play hentai games or use VR where you need your hands free to actually like play the game or manipulate the controls, but you also want something to jerk you off. And also, this is probably ideal for VR because if you have like a suction cup hands-free attachment, if you have VR head goggles on, you can't see what's going on around you. You're not going to know where that toy is attached or not. Whereas if it's strapped to your body, it kind of takes the guesswork out. So I do actually really like this. Like, I'm going to keep this simply because this allows me to use toys like this and strap them to my body, so I can keep my hands free while it vibrates and basically jerks me off, which is always a good idea. As far as the toy itself is concerned, it's nothing to write home about. It's your basic smush toy. Now, a smush toy does work with this thing, but be aware, like, it seems like this is made for smaller toys like this and not bigger toys like this. It does work, but you're going to have to loosen the straps. And again, the straps aren't very long. So if your toy is too big, you're not going to be able to snap it snugly around you because of how long the toy is and how the additional length of the strap that it needs. I would have appreciated if this was a bit bigger. It's not uncomfortable once you get it on, but getting it around your thighs and around your waist, depending on how big you are, it may be difficult or impossible because the straps are a little on the short side. But yeah, basically, I really like the combination. I like how this is a true hands-free toy, and a lot of toys, you know, they come with a weird suction cup thing. This has come with a kind of, again, a toy agnostic strap-on type of harness. And you could use it with this toy, you could use it with any other toy. But again, you want to use it with a toy that can be pressed against your body and still function. So I recommend a vibration toy or a smush toy for use with this kind of strap. But if you use VR or if you play hentai games and you'd like to try a hands-free experience, check it out. As far as costs are concerned, it retails at $85.50. well, it normally is supposed to be over $100, but it's on sale. However, that's still pretty expensive. I mean, this toy alone, it does come with a heating thing, it does come with a vibrating thing. This would be about a $50 to $75 toy. So you're basically getting a decently priced $50 to $75 toy. And then there's this strap harness thing, and that's adding to the cost. And overall, the cost is $85.50. So I would like if I could just get the strap thing by itself for, I don't know, $20. That's a really good deal because, I mean, this toy's okay, but it's nothing to write home about. But I really would have liked to have this by itself. The fact that it comes together is fine. If you're in the market for a smush toy, or if you want a toy that you can press against your body, and have it still function. If your other toys are all, you know, fixed kind of fleshlight toys where you got to thrust in and out and do the work yourself, that those toys won't work with this. It has to be a toy that will work when pressed against your body. So if you don't have a toy like that, you could get this. This is a good toy, don't get me wrong. Just be aware that it's not the best. I would prefer if a harness like this came with a vibrating toy like this, like this Leighton toy, because this toy is really powerful and it works really well with this, and it's on the smaller side, so it fits the harness a little bit easier. But if there's a way that Best Vibe can include this strap thing with other toys or sell it by itself, that would be awesome. But other than that, I do recommend this toy if you want a hands-free experience. It's a little bit on the pricey side at $85.50, but I have a coupon code that'll save you 20%. So you can use the coupon code, save 20% at checkout. I recommend this. Just be aware, again, one last warning. If you're on the bigger side, the straps are a little small. So you may not be able to get them around your waist or thighs if you're a little big. So I'm not even that big. I mean, I'm pretty big, but I'm not like unhealthy big, and I barely got the straps on. So if you're thicker, if you're swole, if you're a big chungus, the straps may not even fit around your thighs or your waist. So I don't know. Maybe again, add some longer straps, just a couple inches, and then sell this by itself or sell this with smaller vibrating toys, and you know, we're good to go. Anyway, that's it. So check out the toy, check out the coupon code, save 20% at checkout. Thank you, Best Vibe, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.